The Mississippi Delta is home to some of the poorest schools in America, and 90% of public school students in this region are Black. While the situation may appear bleak, charter school supporters say the competition fostered by charters will help turn things around. But not everyone's convinced. Sunflower County community organizer Gloria Dickerson says she questions why, among the many improvements that could be made to education, lawmakers are making expanding charter school laws a top priority.
Like, so what are they trying to do to our kids now? And why is it so important?
Dickerson admits her community doesn't have a good understanding of exactly how charter schools would operate. And that confusion has led to rumors, many of which are implausible or legally impossible, such as private schools having the ability to convert to publicly funded charters and allow only white students to attend. Dickerson says the rumors stem from the fact that many, though not all, charter school advocacy groups also campaign for private school vouchers and decrease public spending. Forrest Thigpen is director of one such policy group. He says not all Black communities are suspicious of the charter school agenda.
A lot of the support that we see for other types of school choice comes from low-income minorities who are stuck in their public schools with no options.
Thigpen's group, the Mississippi Center for Public Policy, does have the support of the national organization Black Alliance for Educational Options. And charter school policy overall is supported by some members of the Black Caucus in the state legislature. On the other hand, legislation enabling charter schools has failed many times in the Mississippi House, which for a century was dominated by Democrats, the political party of choice for a large majority of Black Mississippians. The Mississippi NAACP has also come out against charter schools. Michael Sayer of the Black leadership organization Southern Echo says many Black Mississippians take issue with charter schools because when seats are limited, schools open up a lottery.
The premise of a lottery is that some get to go and some do not.
To him, the very practice of lotteries creates inequality.
What we really need is to put the funding into the situation which enables all children to get the quality of education to which they're entitled.
Sayer also quotes studies such as the often-cited report from the Institute of Race and Poverty at the University of Minnesota, which found that Twin City charter schools intensified segregation. Sayer says the same could happen in Mississippi schools.
Well, technically, a lot of them are already resegregated.
John Moore is chairman of the House Education Committee and disagrees that charter schools will result in further segregation. He argues many Mississippi's Delta schools are already more than 90% Black and that white students in this area typically go to private school.
But that fear, I don't know who promotes that fear or who dreams it up, but the facts, I think, will prove the opposite.
Moore is examining the facts now and stresses that carefully crafted policy can prevent Mississippi kids of all races from being subjected to further academic failure. From the Southern Education Desk, for MPB News, I'm Annie Gilbertson.